Our opening citation from Psalm 116, verse 15, that James has read for us, informs us that the death of God's saints is very precious to him. The Apostle Peter informs us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And actually, this morning, the reading that John did for us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, says a very similar thing. His nature is compassionate, and he sincerely desires the eternal happiness of each and every one of us. And his patience towards sinner proves that he is willing that all should be saved. For if he weren't willing, it would be so easy for him to just cut them off and exclude them from all hope immediately. The same characteristic is manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ. For how many times do we read that Jesus, looking on the people, was moved with compassion towards them because they were a sheep not having a shepherd? Now, let us take this, what we've just been looking at, up a notch, according to our readings this morning. Let's step it up a wee bit. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. This is one of the many comforting statements in Scripture concerning that great event from which people of the world so often shrink away. If God's people would be more willing and frequently make more prayerful believing study of what the Word actually says upon this their departure out of this world, death would lose most, if not all, of its terror for them. But instead of doing so, they let their imagination run riot, and they give way to carnal fears, and they walk by sight instead of by faith. So, this morning, looking to the Spirit for guidance, let's try to dispel, by the light of divine revelation out of the Word of Scripture, some of the gloom which unbelief casts around even the death of a believer. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. These words intimate that a dying saint is an object of special notice to our God. Please mark the words, in the sight of. It is true that the eyes of God are ever upon us, for he never slumbers or sleeps. And it's also true that we may say at all times, the Lord sees me. But it appears from Scripture that there are occasions when he notices and cares for us in a special way. For instance, let's consider Psalm 46 verse 1. It says, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Yes, precious in the sight of Yahweh are the death of his saints. And this brings before us an aspect of death which is rarely considered, even by us believers. It gives us what may be termed God's sight on the subject. All too often we contemplate death, like most other things, from our point of view. Yet the text tells us that from God's viewpoint, the death of a saint is neither hideous nor horrible. It is neither tragic nor terrible. It is precious. This raises the question, why? Why is the death of his people so precious in the sight of God? What is there in the last great crisis that we face which is so dear to him? Well, without attempting an exhaustive reply, let's suggest a few possible answers. One, they in themselves are precious to him. They always were and always will be dear to him. They are, after all, his saints. They were the ones on whom his love was sent before the earth was formed and before the heavens were even created. These are they whom he bought with the precious blood of his beloved son, who so willingly laid down his life for them. They were his father's gift to him. They are his children, members of his body. Therefore, everything that concerns them is precious in his sight. God loves his people so intently that he even the very hairs of your head are numbered. And angels are sent forth to minister unto them. And because they are precious to him, so also are their death. Two, because death terminates the saints' sorrow and suffering. There's a reason for our suffering. Acts chapter 14 verse 22 tells us, through much tribulation we must enter the kingdom of God. But Lamentation also says, God does not afflict willingly. He is neither unmindful of nor indifferent to our trials and our troubles. And concerning his people of old, it is written in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9, In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And in Psalm 103 verse 13 it says, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. So also we are told in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 that our great high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Here then may be the reason why the death of a saint is so precious in his sight, because it marks the end of a brother or sister's sorrow and suffering. Three, because death affords God an opportunity to display his sufficiency. Love is happy when ministering to the needs of its cherished object, and never, ever are we more in need and more helpless than in the hour before our death. Yet the man's extremity is God's opportunity. It is then that the Father says to his trembling child and all those that love him, fear thou not. And this is in Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And it's because of this very statement that the believer, you and I, will be able to confidently reply to our Lord, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Our weakness appeals to his strength, our emergency to his sufficiency. Most blessedly is the principle illustrated in the well-known words of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11. He shall gather the lambs or the helpless ones with his arms and carry them in his bosom. Yes, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, for that reason is the death of a saint so precious in his sight, because it affords our loving Father an occasion for his love, for his grace and power to be ministered unto and undertake for his helpless people. It's most interesting and instructive to trace out the fullness of the Hebrew word that is being used here, translated as precious. Exactly the same word is also rendered excellent. In Psalm 36 verse 7, it says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O Lord. Same word. And in Proverbs chapter 17 verse 27, a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. However unworthy or worthy a person may live, the death of a saint is excellent in the sight of the Lord. The same Hebrew word is also rendered honourable. And in Psalm 45 verse 9, it says, king's daughters are among thy honourable women. And in Esther chapter 6 verse 6, Ahasuerus asks Haman, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delights to honour? The same Hebrew word is also rendered brightness. In Job chapter 31 verse 26, If I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walked in brightness, dark and gloomy though death may be unto those of the believers who are left behind, it is brightness in the sight of the Lord. And Zechariah chapter 14 verse 7 says, an everlasting time it shall be light. So brethren and sisters, precious, excellent, honourable, brightness in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. May the Lord make this little meditation that we have today precious unto each one of us. And there's one final word rendering in the Hebrew, and the word that is the English word valuable. The death of a saint is held of great value to our Father. Another aspect in the death of the saints is that their death is precious to God because he has so long sympathized with them in all their trials, in all their pains, in all their sorrows. He has watched all their labors and felt all their sorrows with apparent most tender interest. He has seen them mourning and broken down with grief and penitence, agonizing in their warfare against sin and temptation. And therefore, when he sees all these trials finally ended, and their wants to be supplied forever in the kingdom, when he sees all this, how can we but help but believe that he feels a certain joy on some level that all the trials are over? There can scarcely be a more erroneous view on God's character than that which denies to him the attribute of sympathy and joy in the happiness of his Creator, who he has known from the womb. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of the saints. And the death of saints should be precious in our eyes just as well, simply because they are in God's sight. And it's obvious that we ought to sympathize with him both in our opinion and in our feelings. If he regards the death of the saints as being precious because it places them beyond the reach of care and trouble, trials and pain, then it is clear that every one of these considerations ought to have no less and no different influence on our lives. And we ought to have sufficient confidence in God to believe that he has not removed the saint from the earth one day too soon. We might recall the episode in the life of Jesus recorded in Luke chapter 4 verse 29, and it says there, the people of Nazareth rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They were going to destroy him. Yet in the plan and purpose of his Father, it was not the time nor the manner in which the life of his son should be taken from him. If we would only realize how God regards the death of his saints, then we could see why it should be so precious in his sight, and consequently, why it should also be so precious in ours. Sadly, though, many are prone to the view that their brethren, their loved ones, have gone to the grave and scarcely think of them being as anywhere else except in the cold, cold ground. And as long as they take this view, in their case, it will not appear precious. But if our faith in the gospel is consistent and intelligent, it will lead us to look on the death of a saint without murmuring and without ever counting such events as sad or painful. So when saints die, and though we mourn, and mourn we will, yet in the depth of our being we may have the joy of heaven. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. So death, if rightly viewed, is a blessing from the Lord's hand to the one who has shouldered the burden of pain and is not a loss to die. It's not a loss to die, it is a gain. A lasting, a perpetual, and an unlimited gain. Let's give you an instance. The man is at one moment weak and cannot even move his fingers. And in the next instant, he is clothed with power. Would we not call that gain? The brow that is aching and racked with pain will wear a crown within the next few tickings of the clock. Is that not a gain? The hand that is palsied and useless, it will be in a twinkling of an eye be able to wave a palm frond and give praise to our Heavenly Father. Would we call that a loss? The man who is so sick and is beyond doctor's power will be in a moment where the inhabitants are never sick. Would we class that as a loss? And so, my brethren and sisters, may we always remember to give thanks to our Heavenly Father, for his mercy endures forever.